It's 9 minutes past 11, live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. And I'm going solo this morning. We'll speak to Jim, hopefully before the end of the show. Well, it's the 3rd of February and 2021 is streaming along. Already a few weeks since the Hills Australia Day Awards were announced. Now, among the number of community groups who were finalists for Community Group of the Year was Rough Track. I have on the line Farmer Dave Graham, director and co-founder of Rough Track. Good morning, Farmer Dave. How are you?
G'day there. Yeah, really good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Can you tell us more about Rough Track and what's Rough Track all about?
Well, it's different, that's for sure. It's not school. It's not home. It's not. It's very different. So we follow the Backtrack formula. So the Australian of the Year last year was Bernie Shakeshaft for the local hero category, and he started this whole new movement where we have an alternative education for young people. So kids come to us. They're falling through the cracks of society. They're coming into contact with police probably more than their own teachers. There may be a lot of violence involved. There's issues at home. There's issues around drug use. And they're just not fitting into the boxes that we kind of try and get kids to fit into in the education system. And, they end up coming to us. And there's about 7 of these organisations around New South Wales, and we all have this role to make sure that no kid gets left behind and disengages from the community and their education.
Now, I know you have a big history of being the youngest of 11 kids. Now, that must have been a bit of fun. And your journey is taking you through love of lambs, love of dogs, love of talking, and young people. Share a bit more about your history that's got you to the where you are with Rough Track.
Yeah, a little bit of a different path to life that most people tread. Grew up on a 100,000-acre series of stations out in Western Queensland. And, as you say, youngest of 11 kids. So the house was fairly full, and the farm was fairly full of jackaroos and gillaroos, and she was a fairly populous place. And look, I come from a huge family. Obviously, Mum and Dad had 11, but so did all of my uncles and aunts had big families. So we were always having kids who were having some difficulty. All my cousins were always constantly coming to the farm for jackaroo ships and gillaroo ships. So I've definitely always noticed that the idea of using your hands as well as your brain and keeping everything in sync by doing so, as well as getting out of whatever problems you've got around you, be it the family or be it school or be it the little community or the kids you run with, it works. And, they all end up going on to great successful lives and having families of their own. And that's really what you want for your kid, right, is to be able to have a successful life where they can go to sleep at night with a partner that they love in a house that they're... the banker either owns or they own, but it's security. You know, you want security, and then you want them to have their own kids of their own so that they can go on and flourish as good citizens. And, that's definitely what happened on the station that I grew up on. And the main thing that I suppose I was doing at the farm was being much younger than even all my siblings was looking after the dogs. So I've had a very long and very intimate relationship with dogs.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You're talking about security, yeah. And no doubt Rough Track is all about giving young people security of a friend, a partner who is a dog.
Absolutely. I mean, that when they come here in the first week or the second week, whenever we really see that there's going to be a window of opportunity, we allow them to choose a dog. And the whole process is all about choices. Every day the kids choose what they do throughout the entire day, and choosing a dog and choosing your buddy to be able to go through the transformational process is a unique experience, and it's phenomenal how the dog and the kid seem to choose each other, and they become their confidant. But it really is a window that we can get into the kid and be able to increase those wanted behaviours and decrease those unwanted behaviours of the young person. And then just really build them up, but they've got their mate all the time. So if they're going through something that's a bit difficult or they're doing a task and it's not quite working out, they can just grab their dog and go for a wander. They can just do some training with their dog, and then they come back and they're ready to go again, as opposed to a lot of the patterns that some young people have, and that is, you bugger this, I'm out, and off I go in a tantrum. You know, it's really about the dogs bring the kids back, and And, you know, they're all Kelpies, and that's the job of a Kelpie, right, is to go around and bring them back.
Sounds very fascinating. And that dog connection, is that from your love of dogs, or was this other people who brought that into Rough Track? I'm just intrigued in how that came together, because it seems to be a really good fit for what you're trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So Bernie's model, the Backtrack Youth Works model, is based around that relationship with dogs, that relationship that that you can break down all the barriers thanks to just this magnificent creature that truly is man's best friend. And me being a professional dog trainer and doing dog sports right around the world, I've got a real affinity with dogs. And, you know, when the local police first mooted that they wanted to start one of these programs here in the region, I was like, yeah, well, definitely, you know, I've been working with Backtrack for quite a while. I'll help out with the dog stuff. And then as time went by and we got closer and closer to our first intake, I ended up not just being the dog trainer, but being the manager of programs. And look, it's the greatest move I've ever made in my entire life, to be able to see the changes in young people. From a dog trainer's point of view, it's just so similar. And a lot of people don't like to hear that, you know, I train the kids here just like I train dogs. But dog training is rewarding behaviours you like and ignoring behaviours you don't. And doesn't that just make sense?
It sure does. It's 16 minutes past 11. You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren, and we're speaking with the farmer, Dave Graham, director and co-founder of Rough Track. Now, Dave, if you can stay on the line, we're just going to have a quick song to have a quick break. Then I want to ask you all about the people involved in Rough Track and how our listeners can help support Rough Track here in Western Sydney.
Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial, and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety, and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
It's 20 minutes past 11 on Live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren, and I'm speaking with farmer Dave Graham, who's the director and co-founder of Rough Track here in Riverston, I believe, in northwest Sydney. So, Dave, who's involved with Rough Track, and can listeners support, get involved with Rough Track? It's a large question, but over to you.
Yeah, look, it's a community collaboration. We work across the board with schools, and we've got five catchment schools that we work closely with. We work very closely with the police. We work closely with the PCYC to give our young people an opportunity to do sport on Fridays. We work closely with businesses everywhere, because, you know, the main thing that we want to do is engage these young people in a pathway to a solid career. So there's so many businesses. Max Hire down in Rivo, we've already got a kid in there doing his apprenticeship. I just spoke to him yesterday, and he's just going so well in that. And look, it's businesses. If you've got a business and you think, well, you could probably not put on a full-time apprentice, but you could have a young person come and learn some skills, or if you are a tradesman and you want to teach skills, we have workshops, three different workshops here on the farm where we do metal fabrication, mechanics, carpentry, cabinetry making. Well, we need tradesmen. So we really want skills that people have that they want to share with young people. And it could be one day a month, it could be one day a week. It really is. We want the community to be involved, because we totally believe that the village raises the children. And gone are the days where we try and put so much pressure on parents to say, you've got to do everything, or put it on the school, you've got to do everything. I think all of us have a part to play, and we all want kids to grow up to be great humans. We want them to grow up to be great citizens. But essentially, you know, our board does so much. We've got a volunteer board. Like right now, I've got a couple of board members here on the farm working on submissions, working on all of our administration. So, you know, without our board, I tell you what, we wouldn't be where we are, because it's a very tiny organisation. You know, we've got 20 kids involved, yet it's huge what we do. Like, the impact on the young people's life is profound. It's life-changing, but it changes the entire community. I mean, no longer do you have kids that are absconding from school or absconding from their care these kids are actually engaged now. They actually want to get here, and that's one of our biggest problems is on the holidays, on weekends, the kids want to turn up and do more activities. They want to care for the animals. So
if I'm hearing you right, it's life-changing for families and it's life-changing for the community. And hearing that there, listeners, if you do have a business and you can give some sort of apprenticeship or even just help someone learn some trades, I suppose it would be once a week or even you can lead me there, Dave, what you're looking for.
Any time whatsoever that someone can give. And look, you might be an older person and retired and think, well, look, I just want to give some time. You're like, well, then you can definitely contact us and be able to, whatever you can give, give. And, of course, funding is always a drama for us in these COVID times. And, you know, we do work with young people that are going through a lot of issues. So we don't always get the funding. We have, when we have problems with our dogs, vet costs are always covered by the community because everyone really cares about the dogs or any of our animals. But we do struggle just to get funding to help out what we're doing. But we've got plenty of social enterprises that we've got going. We mow lawns. The kids go out and mow people's lawns. I've got three young lads right now just fixing up some donated lawn mowers that we've got to be able to go out and mow lawns. So we definitely do lots. Best thing for people to do is just get in contact with us. And the magic words that we always love to hear is, g'day there, how can I help?
And that's fascinating. G'day there, how can I help? How can our listeners help? And you've said it there, is just reach out, funding, but also if you've got some sort of activity that young people can do, you can get in contact with Rough Track. How does people get in contact with yourself or your team? Dave?
Oh, look, Facebook is definitely a really good pathway. So we're on Facebook, Rough Track. We're on Instagram, Rough Track. Or you can just drop us an email or go to our website, which is roughtrack.com. And it's spelled rough, as in rough, like a dog, R-U-F-F, track, because, we're trying to get kids on a better path.
Rough, and I'm loving that with the Kelpies there, as you shared earlier. Now, a question for you, Dave, if I may. You have Rough Track. What else does community need to help out the sort of people, kids, young people, who are not enjoying school, those sorts of things? Is it just programs like yours? Is it school needs to be better? Do you see that there's anything more that needs to be done beyond what you're directly involved in?
Well, I suppose simply respect starts with you. And often people say, you know, kids today have no respect. Well, show some respect and they'll only learn from your treatment of them. You know, one of the big feedbacks that we get from our kids is when we go bush, like we take the kids out into the outback, we take them up to central Queensland, we go to important cultural sites across New South Wales, Queensland, we do bushfire recovery projects. We're out in different communities and the main thing that the kids say to us is you don't get judged when you're out in the country. Like, everyone just seems really nice. Everyone's just, and maybe that's one of the things that our young people here that are dressing like lads or eshays and, you know, they maybe look a bit intimidating in their hoodies. We instantly as a community, us adults, we treat them differently. So we've got to treat young kids with respect and maybe they'll then reciprocate. We often think that kids should just pop out and be respectful and follow the rules of society, but maybe it's got to be from us. We've got to show respect. We've got to do something first because they're learning from the environment that we've created.
And that must be the fantastic element with the dogs, that a dog is a man's best friend and they immediately, and I hear a dog in the background and some roosters. Dogs know how to show that respect. And I think that's a great idea there that everyone in this society needs to respect each other as a starting point of getting along and working out what we can do together.
Exactly. You know, what? Don't always say, hey, there's a problem. Now you can hear the roosters going off.
Yeah, that's great.
You can't look at a problem and go, someone should do something about that. You know, I always say to our kids here, be that someone. You know, I got into this whole issue because someone needed to run this program in Northwest Sydney. And whenever I have that question pop up in my head, I'm like, well, I'm that someone. And that's what I always think that we should all do. If you see a problem, be the someone to do something about it.
I can well understand why Rough Track was finalist for the Hills Australia Day Awards, and congratulations for that. It's 27 minutes past 11, a live 90.5 Spotlight, and we've been speaking with Farmer Dave Graham, director and co-founder of Rough Track. And Dave, if you can again, just remind our listeners how they can get in contact with yourself.
Yeah, easy. So roughtrack.com, you can find us on Facebook, Rough Track. You can really see what we do. That's the best way to learn about our program, is just watch us on Facebook, Rough Track, and then, of course, on Instagram as well. And, well, when you're driving down Windsor Road, you'll see us there with the painted dogs in the front lawn, and, of course, all of our signage up. But, of course, we do ask people not to enter onto the property without talking to us first with our COVID restrictions.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning on Spotlight, and wish you a great day, and talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for the opportunity, mate. Really appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Alive 90.5.